Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
Her daily goal was to improve on yesterday. She realized that yesterday was gone. It was all about today and tomorrow. Today and tomorrow.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
First of all, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you. On time today.
I know. Well,
Thank you.
I woke up at 6 and I wanted to say good morning then. And I was like, no, I'm not ready.
Oh.
So I went over my journal and I journaled.
Oh.
Yeah. I said all my intentions.
Oh.
I said what I was grateful for. It was a short list, but I finished it. And then I just wrote and I wrote and I just got all my little brain gunks out.
Oh, good.
And you know, it's only 11:30, but good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you.
I'm ready to have a good day.
Did you get that straightened out with the ticket?
No.
That you got for parking in the middle of the street?
That's a work in progress, okay? It's a lot of works in progress. And that was easily a 45-minute portion of my journaling was just talking about, you know, what is a work in progress?
Right.
And like, aren't we all like works in progress, Bill? You know, by the way, do you like your eggs over hard or scrambled?
I got to say, yesterday was pretty runny. So scrambled harder than yesterday.
Okay. You want them scrambled a little bit hard. Thank you for being so patient about breakfast, by the way.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for being here early. And I noticed that you're wearing shoes today.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Being barefoot's a problem. Again, it's a work in progress. Just sometimes, you know, I've got my brain just scattered all over the floor and I go out the door and I don't even realize that I have my shoes off.
Right.
Things hurt. I'm having thoughts and I'm having feelings. And then the next thing I know, my toe's bleeding.
Ooh,
you know,
nice.
It's messy.
Oh, speaking of which, I noticed no toenails in the oatmeal this morning.
Oh, funny how that happened because I was making oatmeal. I was like, I'm going to make this oatmeal. I'm going to make the gunk out of this oatmeal, which is, you know, it comes out pretty gunky, right? And I felt a little ting in my toesies. And that's when I bent down the other day and I was like, what is that? I'm going to fix that. You know, I'm not going to put it off. I'm going to fix it right now. And then the next thing unfortunately, it added a little toenail in the oatmeal and I just feel I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah, but today, it's okay. I mean, you straightened it out and today's a new day.
But today is a new day.
So far, everything is fine. Can I get a refill on the iced tea?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm a little low, but if you give me a couple minutes, I can stir some powder into some water and we can have some fresh iced tea ready to go.
Okay. I got to tell you, I do have to get to work.
Oh, God. Yeah, it is 11:55 already.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's been a while. You've
been waiting for me to check in.
It is almost lunchtime.
It is almost lunchtime. Yeah, I totally understand.
So,
go ahead first. I don't want to be rude.
One of
my intentions is to be a better listener.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you, don't really... Can I...
Wait. Hey, what is it? Bill, oh my God, Bill.
1 hour later.
Bill. Okay,
she followed him to his car.
I thought we were going to my car, and now we're in your car, and this is crazy. I don't know.
I forgot what I was even going to say in the first
place. I want to know, I don't want to be rude to you. Like, I am a listener.
She got into the passenger seat of his car.
Wherever you're going, I want to go because I want to know what you're going to say. It's going to bother me all day. And it's going to bother you too. I can tell.
The child locks are on. I don't like that you're in.
Are you calling me a child because I feel like a child?
She forced her way into his house.
You gotta get out.
Tell the wife I said hi, but also at the same time, I want her to know that you need iced tea.
Yeah, she's not gonna be thrilled that you're here. She's not good.
But at the same time, we gotta finish things.
He locked himself in the bathroom. She was on the other side of the door, patting on it.
Listen, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to be intentional. It's not between them, okay? It's not about 911. It's about us. It's about us. Listen.
The next morning.
What were we even talking about?
I don't even remember. I gotta be honest.
So crazy.
Did you journal this morning?
I'm not gonna lie, not yet. I actually don't have my journal at your house. This is so crazy.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
I hope today is better than yesterday, though.
You know what? It's so crazy. Good. You know what's so funny? It's like, you know, you set intentions and then other things happen.
Yeah, just life gets in the way.
Just life totally gets in the way. It's insane. It's like, I had this whole like game plan for yesterday. I was gonna make the eggs just right. I was gonna pour the iced tea. I was gonna maybe go like bowling. I was gonna maybe go for like a walk at my steps in. And then
Can you slow down? Can you slow down, please? Because I'm writing down the places that you plan to go, and I'm just no particular reason. It's not that I'm trying to avoid these places for the rest of the day because I don't want you following me to these places. I get it.
Yeah. You want to know what the ideal day is, and I'm telling you what the ideal day is.
Think of it as me journaling on your behalf for you.
Of course. I never thought anything different.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. That's the intro.
This is This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris. I'm your host, Ari. Alongside producer Andy, our special guest contributor for this week is Chelsea Pope. As usual, this week we will bring you a totally improvised story in three acts. This week's theme, ambition. It's what keeps you going. If you have it, stay with us. Act 1. When she was little, she had a car door slammed shut on her hand, and she still remembers it quite vividly.
Hi there. Hi, sir.
Eve?
Yeah, so, I've been perusing your Honda lot, and I was thinking, you know, maybe I, you know, ought to get behind the wheel.
Okay, you know what? You come to the right place, because this is the Honda dealership, and if you're looking for a Honda, high-quality Honda, you've come to the right place. Now,
I just want to say you've got a really comforting voice about you.
Oh, good. You know what? I would lie and say you're the first person who said that to me, but I get that often.
Yeah, but you do.
Very often.
Yeah, but you do.
Daily.
All the time.
Hourly.
Oh, my gosh.
Before I was saying it.
Oh, wow.
In fact, it makes me wonder if they're, overcompensating for their true feelings. They don't really find my voice to put there.
Well, I'm a painfully earnest person, and I want to say that I really appreciate it. You know, there's something paternal about it.
Oh, much obliged to you. Now, let's get started here. Are you looking for, like, a sedan? You're looking for some compact? You're looking for an SUV?
I'll be honest. The size is, it's really not important to me. It's more just the texture of the door. Does that make sense? I want something soft. Let's say myself, or if I ever get involved with someone.
Anything on the horizon?
I don't know.
Anyone? No? No?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'd shoot my shot. All right.
Keep shooting. But if we're having an altercation and someone says, I'm getting in my car, and then they slam the door. I want it to be just sort of like a shh, you know, like a psh.
All right.
What kind of car do you have that does that?
Well, a lot to unpack here.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and have a seat right here?
Okay.
Right here, next to my desk here.
Oh yeah, because you have chairs across from the.
Well, you know what? Whatever's gonna make you feel more comfortable, other than my voice.
I'm really submissive. I'll do whatever you want.
Okay. Well,
whatever you want. I'm next to the desk. I'm sitting beside you, looking away from you right now.
Okay. Correct.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Is somebody hurting you, young lady?
No.
Well, I want to get that out of the way.
I
ask that of all of my clients.
I don't want to get into all that because I really want a car.
Okay.
Because, like, the Wiener Schnitzel I work at is, like, really far away from my apartment. And so I really want this car.
All right.
And trauma, you know, it's like, is it a present tense thing, or is it, like, a thing that happens that you just kind of, like, it... There it is. There okay. it was.
All right. Okay. I'm kind of getting what you... Okay, let me
Are
ask you a follow-up.
Are we flirting right now?
Not particularly. Okay. I'm just asking you. This is merely salesman. Purchaser? Would it be purchaser?
I'm
potential
a purchaser. No, I'm not the one being purchased, though.
No.
Do you want a price?
2021.
I don't know.
Nope. Okay. So let me ask you a question real quick.
Yes.
Okay, we have 4 doors. We have 2 doors. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably want a 2-door because it's fewer doors.
I like your thinking. I hadn't thought about the numbers, but realistically speaking, the fewer doors that could slam, the better.
Right. And now are you looking for something that has some zip to it, or you want something where you can drive a long distance away from somebody who's hurting you? Is somebody hurting you?
I'll be honest. This is going to sound like wrong, but it was my fault. The slam. I was in an incident, and
you know what? This might be above my pay grade. I'm gonna get my leasing agent in here, who also moonlights as a social worker. Gregory, can you please come in here, please?
Hi. So you're looking for a car today.
Hi. Wow. You're really soft-spoken. There's something very disarming about you that is entirely different.
You know, I get that a lot. I get that often. You know,
that's so wild.
All the time. Daily.
That's so interesting.
Hourly. A lot of people tell me that. Sometimes I wonder if people are overcompensating for their true feelings about my voice, but they...
No, I'll tell you 100%. I'm very... I'm a really bad liar. I've been told that many times in my life, and I'll tell you right now, I mean it. You have a really soft, likable voice about you.
So I have a few questions about you, the car you wish to purchase.
I really want a car. I just want to say, I have to get to the Wiener Schnitzel.
Right.
Walking is hard and my legs really hurt when I get to the Wiener Schnitzel, and it makes my whole body really tired when I'm pouring the brisket on the dogs and stuff. So just before we go into the questions, I just want to really preface that by saying that despite my complicated history, I think a car would be good for me. Mm-hmm. And if the doors are soft, all the better. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? It's rude of me. I didn't introduce myself yet. My name's Timberly.
We managed to track down footage of Timberly working at the Wiener Schnitzel.
Timberly!
Wait!
I'm looking at this six-pack hot dog you make.
Yeah, Boris?
It's Mr. Boris to you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Boris. I don't know your first name, so I just say Boris.
Yes.
Boris is a very first name, last name.
Do you call this the proper amount of brisket to put on top of dog?
I'm sorry, my little armsies are tired because my legsies are tired because I've walked here. Oh. I walked 3 miles and I'm tuckered. I'm real tuckered out. And I scooped the best I could. And I'm sorry, I know the ladle was only half full, Mr. Boris. But I put it on some of the dogs, and then the other ones could just be plain dogs, Mr. Boris.
Listen, Timberly.
Yeah, Mr. Boris.
If you feel me one more time, brisket on dog wise, there will be troubles.
I do not want troubles. Okay. I want pleasures. I don't want troubles. I want good. No, that was not what I meant. That came out wrong. Mr. Boris.
Timberly, you're trembling. You're trembling.
I have fear.
Yes, I understand, but I can see how my demeanor would frighten you, but...
You have a scary quality about you.
I get told that often.
Yeah.
My voice is scary.
I bet. Yeah, a little bit.
Daily, people tell me this.
All the hourly?
Hourly.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that sometimes they may be overcompensating and not telling me their true feelings, that they actually find my voice to be quite pleasant, but they do say that it's very, very unnerving.
Oh, you know, I'm a very earnest person, and,
Timberly... Is someone hurting you?
Oh, no.
You know what? We're going to get the hush puppy cook in here. Also the social worker.
Oh, no.
Grouse, come in here.
Oh, no.
Hello, Timberly. I just want to ask you a few questions.
Hi.
First of all, you're doing a great job with the hush puppies. Because we now just suddenly started serving
hush puppies
at Wiener Schnitzel. You're doing great.
Because I was really thrown. I was really thrown because they're not wieners. They're hush puppies.
Is somebody hurting you? Why are you so nervous?
I walk really far, and my AirPods don't work, so I, you know, it's my thoughts and my memories, and there's a lot of like bam, 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 but not like guns, more like slamming. Just that, like, I don't know if is this being recorded? Is
every
this,
word of it.
Oh no!
Okay.
Listen, I just want to say I walk really far because I care about this job, and I don't want to go to school, and so I don't want any problems. I want to just keep working my six shifts. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is it Grouse or Mr. Grouse? Because I thought Boris was Boris, but it's Mr. Boris, which is a first name, last name, but it's the last name.
No, Mr. Grouse was my father's name. You can call me Grouse.
Is it Grouse?
Because my
Grouse?
First name is also Grouse.
Oh, so Grouse, Grouse.
Yes.
Can I call you Gigi?
You know what? No,
oh,
of course not.
I'm so sorry, oh my gosh.
We return to the car dealership.
So, I'm starting to piece all this together.
I as well.
Like maybe you just have a skittish demeanor. I'm sorry for assuming that the reason you behave like this is because someone's hurting you. I feel bad, I gotta tell you.
No. It was the slamming, it's honestly the wind. I feel like the wind. And maybe God had something to do with it, and
managed to get our hands on some archive footage of God.
I honestly don't know why she's like this. Someone hurting you, Timberly?
God?
Yes.
God?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, God.
You okay?
The car door, you remember when that happened? That really hurt, actually.
It was an accident, though.
Well, no, but like, does the wind have anything to say for itself? Because I'm really kind of still upset about it, and people think that like I've been abused, but like the wind is what hurt me, and it's like you made the wind.
You know what? We're gonna get the wind in here. Also happens to be a social worker.
Hey, I'm the wind. I gotta say, I'm real sorry.
I just want to say you're kind of a fuck. Yeah.
She's right. You kind of are.
Yeah, you're a fuck. What? You didn't warn me. And my hands and the whole psychological well-being are fucked because of you.
Can I just say thank you so much for saying what I did not have the balls to say to the wind?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's because you're a social worker. You think you're like a good entity or something. But just like when you slam doors without warning, you traumatize people. And it's like, are you just doing that to justify your position? I don't know, but like, that's fucked up.
She's right, Wind. Sorry, Wind, this is never easy. We're gonna have to let you go.
Actually, before the wind gets like let go, can the wind like, I don't know, I don't want the wind to like lose its job or whatever, but like, I don't know if the wind could just like apologize or whatever. Like, can you just say like why you did what you did when you did it?
Wind, Will?
Not only do I apologize, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take out that wiener schnitzel and move it closer to your house.
Oh my God.
So you don't have to buy a car.
Wait.
And you don't have to walk to the wiener schnitzel.
I got
to
say, that's mighty kind of you,
Wind. That's really not, that saves me like tens of thousands of dollars, Wind. Like, I'm untraumatized because you saved me so much money.
You know what? It's my pleasure.
Wind blew the wiener schnitzel closer to her house. She had no reason to buy a car.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Honda Dealer.
Please, Mr. Honda Dealer was my father's name. You can call me Honda Dealer.
Honda Dealer, Honda,
Honda
Dealer.
Dealer. Honda Dealer. Of the Honda Dealers, thank you very much. Of House Honda Dealer.
Of House Honda Dealer.
Uh-huh.
I kind of like don't need you anymore, actually. You see, I had kind of a beef with the wind, and I thought God, but actually God apparently had very little to do with it. The wind was just doing its own thing. And anyway, long story short, I've had closure in my life, and I don't need this purchase anymore. I can just like step outside, and I'm literally in Wiener Schnitzel.
Foiled by the wind again!
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us. Act 2, the interview. Let's get to know our special guest contributor for this week, Chelsea Pope. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how long have you been listening to the show?
At least a good
45 minutes or so. I think you and Aristotle are very, very funny improvisers, and the guests you have on are very gifted as well. Mm. I'm a fan. I feel very excited to be here. I feel very unworthy, but like in a good way.
Oh no, no,
I don't know.
Very worthy. Okay. I can tell.
Sure.
By the look on your face,
yeah,
that you've been listening for years.
Uh huh.
You probably been listening
for like at least five years. So. Okay. How long has your show been on? Tell me again.
I can't even remember.
Longer.
It's so long.
Decades.
Right.
Decades,
right.
Since you were a baby.
Right, yeah. So if you had to choose an mm-hmm. episode early on to be your favorite episode, what do you recall from that episode?
You know what? Digging way back into the archives. Uh-huh. I gotta say.
Just the first thing that pops in your head.
First thing that pops in my head, I listened to the episode that you did with Christine Boland, who... What's that face?
Earlier. Even earlier.
Oh, shit.
5-10 years before
okay.
that.
5 or 10 years before that, there was this interview that you guys did mm-hmm. With some guy. He was this dude. He was like this guy. You guys just kept talking about how he was bald.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, like, he's more than his hair mm-hmm. or lack thereof, you
right.
know?
I remember that episode.
Yeah,
that
was a good one. It was a good episode. His name was like Jeff B.
Jeff B. You know what? You're not going to believe this.
What?
I have that episode.
No, you don't.
With Jeff B.
No, you don't, because I tried looking for it and it didn't go that far back.
Let's hear a clip from that. Yeah, so I'm more than just my hair. Or my lack of hair. I'm me. I'm the combination of several attributes, not just my head. My wife agrees.
Yeah, I don't. There's something about, you know, when you, I see my reflection in your scalp and I just think to myself, so you are a reflection of me. And
other than the hair. Literally anything other than the hair. Any other attribute. Just pull it out of the sky.
There's something about the way you spend your parents' money is really thoughtful. And, I got to be honest. I think we need to start talking about a marriage counselor a little bit.
Is it because of my hair?
No, I promise it's not about the hair. Honey, I promise you it is not about that.
Rephrase, is it because of my lack of hair?
No, I want to say, you know, honey, can you swallow your gum or spit it out before we continue talking? There's like just the, I think there's just a small issues like that and this sort of eschewing of the way we function as a couple that is I don't know, a little hard for me to kind of live with.
The gum chewing keeps my mind off of my follicle disposition.
Okay.
Right? Would that be?
Well, follicular? Mean, you know, I think it's perfectly natural, and I don't, you know, a lot of other grown adult men experience a disadvantage follically speaking, and they don't have to chew gum for that. That's not really, that's kind of just the thing that you invented, babe. And I gotta be honest, I feel like I'm walking on, a bunch of shiny, scalpy eggshells.
Eggshells?
Yeah, eggshells.
The shape of a bald head.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's not my fault.
Oh, my God.
It's not my fault that you look like an eggshell on the top.
Oh, my God.
I want to talk to my marriage counselor and I want to tell her we need to cancel our sessions.
By the way, I'm spending my parents' money on hats. Thank you very much.
Can I just say something now?
Yeah.
I don't like your cowboy hat.
Wow, that was really something.
It was a memorable episode.
That was deep in the archives.
It was a really memorable episode.
That's
so
bad for him.
It was, honestly, I'm really surprised that more people don't talk about that.
We won awards for that one.
Yeah?
For that episode.
So tell us about yourself. What do you do for a living?
Well, honestly, for a living to pay my bills, I'm a waitress, but I do also improv, sketch, stand-up. I write. I make little online videos. If they loop, that's cool. If not, whatevs. And I tweet, and I try not to go on Twitter as much as I do, but, you know, we're all creatures of habit. So.
Yeah, it's very tempting.
It's unfortunate. You know, it's just right there, you know?
It's always open. It's always open.
It's always ready.
So where did you study improv and sketch?
I was at a lot of places. You know, I was at the Groundlings for quite a period of time and quite a long period of time. I was also at the UCB Theater intermittently, the PAC Theater as well. And I briefly worked and took a class and did some stand-up at the Flappers in Burbank. And, you know, I just kind of, like, I've been around.
When did you decide that this was what you wanted to do for a living?
It's an excellent question. I want to say it was always something that was a bit of a pipe dream for me. I came to LA as a transfer student from Rancho Cucamonga. I was going to community college at Chaffey College, and I was originally actually just going to probably just become a teacher. I didn't have the strongest sense of direction or ambition. I always enjoyed acting and comedy. I didn't have a lot of, I guess, confidence or that fire sort of lit under my ass to go for it. And then I transferred to UCLA, and I was on campus. I felt a little bit, I don't know, maybe I was romanticizing feeling out of place or something, but there was a part of me that was just like, I'm out here. I want to just see what the scene's like. And I knew that I was in close approximation to Groundlings. So that's when I just decided I'm going to sign up for my first Groundlings class. And I did. And I want to say sometime around the point where I graduated UCLA, somewhere between that and maybe a year or so later, was when I thought, what if I don't know, got some headshots and started applying myself a little bit more. Right. Like, why not? You know, I was seeing, I at that point had seen, you know, other folks in classes I'd taken or peripherally in that sort of scene that were, you know, they were working, they were auditioning, they were doing the grind. And I had been so reluctant and afraid of that, or thinking, I guess, that I wasn't skilled enough or worthy enough to do that. And I don't know, there was something that switched for me maybe around like 2015 or 16, where I decided, like, why not me? Why don't I try to navigate that or figure that out? And it was a lot of trial and error. And I honestly want to say it wasn't until around the pandemic that I started to sort of figure out a little more of a comedic voice that I had, to have a bit more of, like, I guess, not a mission statement around what I do per se. It's like, it's not that serious, but it's having an idea of, like, what I enjoy doing, or what about comedy attracts me to it, and why I want to perform it. And so I've been just trying to swim my way through that and also pay my bills.
You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
You will not believe this.
What? I don't believe you already.
We actually have in our archives.
What?
Footage from the alternate universe in which you were a teacher instead of doing what you do now.
That must be crazy.
Yeah, and we actually,
you guys have some superior technology around here. That's insane.
We have footage of you with your what do you call that? Employee review with the principal.
Oh my goodness.
So let me go ahead and.
Oh God. Oh wow, I'm excited to see this.
Chelsea, Miss Pope. Sorry.
Mr. Kendall.
Yes, thank you.
Hey.
Couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
About just the day to day, what you're teaching these children, these fourth graders.
Right. They're 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I felt like I needed to remind myself that.
No, yeah. Summer 10.
Sure.
Mature. Depends on if their birthday is summertime.
Right.
Et cetera. Summer 8. Some are really, really smart.
Yeah, some smart kids. Yeah.
Hodgepodge of children.
Yeah.
Age-wise.
A smattering, if you will.
Yes. Supposed to be teaching them, you know, math. A dusting of algebra, kind of getting into that.
Yeah.
You want to tell me why you're spending the first 30 minutes teaching them zip, zap, zop? First of all, what is that?
Okay, well, first off, when I came to this school, Central Elementary, it happened to be convenient to the location in which I wanted to live.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I remember reaching out to the dean of the district.
The superintendent.
Yes. Right, yes.
Correct.
That's how the hierarchy works, right. Naturally. Yes. I know these things.
No, I know. I apologize for correcting you. That's like the...
No. Don't apologize. I deserve it.
No, you don't. Nobody deserves that.
Really?
No, nobody deserves that sort of treatment.
I don't know.
You're a guest here in my office.
Okay.
To correct you.
Thank you.
Bad form.
Listen.
Anyway, continue.
All of this is to say that Zip Zap Zop is about reacting in the moment and being agreeable. And I want my students to be agreeable and adaptable and to think quickly. And also, my time with the students is on an average about 30 to 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I am not a math person.
Right.
I studied English literature. Mm-hmm. At UCLA. I'm not saying that's a brag. That's just what I did.
Mm-hmm. It's impressive.
Thank you.
Yes. You mentioned that several times on your resume, by the way.
I did, actually. I put it at the top, in the middle, at the bottom.
A lot of control V action happening there.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, you know, I was really trying to avoid being placed in a position where I was going to have to use the left side of my brain, because that's all rotted from cigarettes, alcohol, poor choices.
Right.
You know, just a lot of regrettable things. And so when these nine to 10 year old children, you know, they come into my classroom expecting me to teach them times tables, division, what have you. I am just at sea. It is overwhelming. Okay. And, you know, so we do the sip, sap, sop partly just to bring me into the present.
I'm not trying
to be that typical millennial here, Mr. Kendall. Okay. I know you're Gen X, but listen, I didn't expect to become a poetry teacher at the elementary level or whatever, you know, but I am struggling with numbers.
I see.
I always have.
That's going to be, I got to tell you, it's going to come back and bite you eventually. Unless something miraculous happens where this district completely changes the curriculum, you got to know numbers.
Sure. No. I have them. I write them down. Right. You know, I write them down with a Sharpie on my arm every day. I have them here right now. See, one, two.
Oh, yeah, those are numbers.
Smudge. Set five.
Yeah.
Six, seven.
We're gonna have to work on that smudge.
Sideways sideways squid. It looks like a double. It looks like a three kissing another three is what that is, actually.
It's like a heart in a mirror.
Like a heart in a yeah. Oh, that's kind of cute.
That is pretty. Yeah, that is cute.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
No, but I know that it's an eight. Okay. And
oh yeah, I guess that would be. I see. Right.
Like I know.
You know what? Maybe you should be teaching me.
hey, listen. Oh. Hey, Mr. Kendall.
Yes.
Zap.
A few months later, they reconvened for her second semester employee review.
All right, Ms. Pope.
Yes, Mr. Kendall.
Congratulations to you. You're out of the box thinking, God, the district could completely change their curriculum and they're moving more towards the improv way of teaching instead of those antiquated numbers and whatnot.
Yeah.
However, your class numbers. Let's look here at the sound and movement opening performance.
Uh-huh.
Some of these kids.
Yeah.
A lot of them are starting off just acting like they're cold and digging ditches. That's a very Bush League way to begin a sound and movement opening.
Listen, you know what?
Can't I always just be cold? Oh, that's just how we're going to start. We're all cold.
I have to be straight up. Okay, listen, I had an improv teacher when I was at the Groundlings Theater.
You dropped a name there.
I dropped a name. I dropped a Groundlings name. When I studied.
Just as a whole.
Listen, when I studied intermediate improv with Drew Droege, he genuinely said that we can't do improv in a hot room. And it's true. Because when you're hot, you get slow and tired.
That's the excuse we're going with. It's not an excuse.
It's real, okay?
All these kids,
we could not touch the AC in the Groundlings classroom,
Explain the digging then. Explain why they all start with digging.
Everyone knows how to dig. We don't all know how to make a sandwich or cut a cucumber, but we all know how to dig, okay?
You've gotta be kidding.
Everyone sat in a pile of sand. Mr. Kendall.
Please.
Have you not sat in a pile of sand in the cold?
Please. Mr. Kendall was my father's name.
Kendall.
My name's Carl Kendall.
Carl Kendall. Oh, my God.
Wow, that was really something. Could have been so different.
Yeah.
It could have been so different.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of glad I'm not living in that alternate universe with Carl Kendall.
That would have been terrible.
That would have sucked.
So what are you working on now? Anything we should be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can check me out on the socials. I'm always making new videos, new content. I'll be working on longer form content as things move forward. I guess the short answer is actually no. That sounds terrible. That sounded terrible. That's not technically what I meant, but just I'm still writing. I'm still figuring things out. I guess it's I'm in a little bit of a creative flux right now with
like most moves.
Yeah.
Chelsea Pope, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, Act 3, but first, a word from our sponsors who make this high quality program possible. Stay with us. Act 3. The hummingbird's wings blurred while it eagerly sipped the sugar water from the feeder.
Laura, you've got to get a job.
What?
I'm dying here.
Hey.
I'm drowning.
Hey, Thomas. Why are you always get on my back about getting a job? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, why don't you pause for a second? Look at the fucking hummingbirds.
Oh, my God.
Look at
with
the hummingbirds.
With the hummingbirds again.
No, look at it. You're Laura. Getting on me. You're not like, oh, you're so lazy. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, Thomas, look at the hummingbirds.
Look, yes, the hummingbirds are gorgeous. But do you also see this slip that was left on the door by the landlord? We're gonna get kicked out if you don't get a job. There's gonna be nowhere for the hummingbirds to flutter around.
At. What? What is that?
Laura.
What are you doing?
This is the first time I've stopped to look at the hummingbirds.
You're looking at the hummingbirds, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Isn't that beautiful? Look at that. Look at that. Look at the wing.
That's
all blurry, isn't it? It's all blurry.
No, listen, Laura.
Hey, no!
We gotta get it together. We gotta get out there.
We've been having a moment.
The moment has passed. We've got... Look at his look.
So beautiful, right?
He's got a yellow stripe on his tail.
He's got a little stripe. He's all happy. He's having a sugar, you know. He's all hungry, little hummingbird. He's yum, yum, yum.
He's on the other side of it.
And now she's bringing a baby. Another little baby boy.
No, we can't.
No,
listen,
Thomas.
Laura, did you go on to the monster.com? Did you try to find any? So did you go on Glassdoor?
Yeah. I noticed
that you didn't update your LinkedIn profile picture.
No, listen, I went and I looked and there's...
Oh, no, Laura, shut up. Look at him.
Look at his little feet. Make him more sugar. We gotta make him more sugar water.
Do we have sugar?
Yeah, get some sugar. We could go down the street to like the Starbucks or something.
I ain't got no money for the sugar.
That's okay. We just steal some of the sugars from the caddy.
We should
steal some sugars from the caddy and we put them in some water and we put them in the fucking.
No, listen, Laura. Listen.
Why?
They're gonna kick us out and my brother is not gonna help us move again. He's already helped us move a couple of times.
Oh,
his back is bad.
On.
We're not gonna. Okay, shut your face, Laura. Shut up. Look at it. Oh, look at him.
Pretty.
You know what I want to do? I want to put some sugar water in my hand and have it coming. Wouldn't that be something? It would tickle.
Why don't we put a little sugar in your hand? I got some honey. I think it would be real honey. Yeah, I got this honey stick. Let me just.
Don't put it
in your hand right now.
Don't use all of it, though, because I'm starving.
No, just a little bit. No, okay.
I'm starving.
Then you can have the other half.
Because we don't eat.
No.
We don't eat.
Well, because
you got no job.
Okay, well, maybe you could get a job, but here, why don't we feed the hummingbirds?
Yeah, I'll put it in my hand. Oh, it's sticky. Hold your hand out.
It's a hungies.
You think he's going to come over here?
It's a hungies. It's a hungry hummingbird.
Laura, pull yourself together.
No!
If we don't get our act together.
Wait.
They're gonna kick us out. My brother's gonna have to
help us move.
We're gonna be out on a friggin' street. I'm gonna get
depressed. Oh my God, Thomas.
I'm gonna have to... My insurance ran out. I'm not gonna be able to see the therapist. Laura, shut your mouth. Look, quiet.
Wait.
Shut it. Please stop. Everybody, everyone freeze.
Oh, it's beautiful. There's more.
There's two.
There's two, it's a green one and a red one. I didn't know they came in red.
The delicate dance of hummingbird love.
So pretty. Now. Put your hand out, Thomas. Put your hand out with the honey.
Oh, it bit me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn it, you fucking hummingbird.
Damn hummingbirds.
Jesus Christ.
What a shithole we live in.
Oh,
we gotta
fucking God, I didn't know they bit. I didn't know that they bit.
You
okay?
did this. You did this.
I did not do that, okay?
You
I gave you the honey.
Us.
Listen.
You did this.
Thomas.
What?
We've had a wonderful 5 years together, okay?
Yeah, well, you've
I don't think that's
a strong word.
Okay.
It was great up until this moment. I will say that.
Excuse
well, first
me.
Of all, we've been on the brink of bankruptcy every waking second.
Well,
we've been
I can't
together.
Support this whole family on
this
a
whole,
fast food budget.
This whole family is two people. What
I know, but that's
family?
A lot of people. That's
what?
More than one person. That's a
but,
family.
But, you know what?
Maybe
this
family's
family's three people. I can't stay mad at the bird. The family's three people. Me, you, and the bird.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Are you mad at the bird? Or are you mad at me? What did, what?
I never really thought about it. Boat.
Okay.
I say boat.
Well, you know what? I say, why don't we just wait to see till the landlord actually comes in here and does something about it? Because the way I see it, you're coming at me complaining, oh, we're going to get kicked out, blah, 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 blah. Ain't nobody coming in here, okay? We're just enjoying ourselves with the hummingbirds. And then nobody be coming and kicking us out.
Epilogue. The landlord finally came by.
Yo, both of you. What is this? You're still here? I gave you 3 days' notice to vacate. Why are you still here?
Okay,
I don't
so,
see anything in boxes.
Okay, hold on. Why don't you shut up for a second?
What?
I want you to look out the window, Mr. Landlord.
I'm skeptical as to whether or not I should look out the window. I think first I should continue tearing you both a new one, but...
No.
Oh. Look at the little bird there.
The pretty little hummingbird, right?
Look at the little bird. Do you have any honey?
Yeah, I got a little half
put
of
some on my
I got
hand.
Half a stick of honey. I'm going to put it on your hand, okay?
Don't give him the rest of
I'm
the
giving,
honey.
I'm giving him the rest
starving.
Of the honey. You calm the fuck down. Get yourself a job. Why don't you get a job? Go to school.
Give me the honey now.
You're getting, I'm giving you the honey right now.
Get
I'm,
out.
No. I'm squeezing it. I'm squeezing it on your hand right now. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Don and Don.
Come here, little buddy. Come here, buddy. We do it, buddy. So help me if this bird does not eat this honey out
oh, no,
of my
he better,
hand.
He,
you are
if,
both
if,
out
if,
of here. Either you pay me the rent, this bird eats out of my hand, or you get the fuck out.
Okay, so like...
This is what will happen.
Okay, so like if the bird eats out of your hand,
yeah.
We're fine.
Yes.
Okay, so... Hey, little birdie, come in here.
He seems skittish. He's not coming.
It's tough because it's like they don't usually respond to English language, but I'm trying, you know? Little bird, get in here! Little bird, don't fly away! Little bird, get in here!
I got an idea.
What?
You know how the wind owes me a favor?
Oh, what?
I think I might pray to God and the wind to see if the wind will blow that bird into the house.
I think that's a great idea.
What
you should
if
do
I
that
do
right
that?
Now.
Let's see, my father, right. son, holy, whatever.
Whatever.
Dear Lord. Hello, Lord. Lord.
Yeah?
Is the wind there? Can I speak to the wind?
Speaking.
Wind, would you mind terribly, there's this bird.
I've got my hand out
oh,
here.
Okay, hold on.
Shit, there's the breeze. It is a hummingbird coming right into the... Oh, it does tickle.
Yeah.
It tickles.
It gives you
a
little...
on my head.
Yummy, yummy.
You know what?
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 You can stay.
That's wonderful. We appreciate that.
Foiled again by the wind.
For producer Andy and our special guest contributor, Chelsea Pope, I'm your host, Ari, and this was This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris. Join us next time.
This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris can be found wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can also find us on Instagram at This American Laugh and on Twitter at American Laugh with 3 H's. That's American Laugh with 3 H's.